working today.
All right, guys, let's go. Let's play some basketball here. Ball in.
Don't you think it's time that you got off the bench? And down into the game?
High school basketball starts now on Sunny 101.3 FM.
And good evening, everyone, from Nebraska City. We're at Nebraska City Lord Central High School tonight. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball as the Johnson Brock Eagles are on the road tonight to take on the Lord Central Knights. Chance Link, our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast, we're glad you tuned in and joined us for tonight's ball games. I want to remind you right off the bat that our games can be heard live online anywhere in the world at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select KLZA from the drop-down box, and you can listen to tonight's broadcast anywhere worldwide. Well, as we said, tonight we've got the Johnson Brock Eagles on the road here in Nebraska City at Nebraska City Lords. It's a girl-boy doubleheader. The girls' game about 3 or 4 minutes away from tipping off, and then the second half of our doubleheader will be the boys' varsity contest. We'll step aside here and take a 60-second timeout, and then we'll come back with our pregame show and look at the starting lineups after this one-minute break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again here to Nebraska City Lords High School. Randy Gatula with you as we've got the Johnson Brock Eagle girls and the Nebraska City Lords Knights girls ready for varsity basketball action just a couple of minutes from now. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for the Lord Central Catholic Knights, they are 5-4 on the year. Their head coach is Mark Madison. Coach Madison will start Elizabeth Hang. Hang is 5'7" and a senior. Gracie Ragland. Ragland is 5'4" and a senior. Aspen Meyer. Meyer a junior at 5'8". Sophia Fulton. Fulton a 5'6" junior. And Evelyn Madison. Madison a junior at 5'8". Those are the five starters for the Knights. They come into tonight's ball game. 5 wins and 4 losses on the season. Starting lineup for Coach Mitchell Atkinson and the Johnson Brock Eagles. He'll go with Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens, a freshman at 5'8". Audrey Sanford. Sanford, a 5'5" senior. Helly Rasmussen. Rasmussen is a junior at 5'6". Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer, just a sophomore at 5'8". And Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman, a 5'11" freshman. One of two freshmen in the starting lineup tonight for the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles. The Eagles having a good year. They are 7-1 on the season. 7-1 for Coach Atkinson and his girls. We've got time for another 2-minute break here. Then we'll be back with the opening tip off. We still have to do the introduction of starting lineups. So we'll take a 2-minute timeout here. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City in Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Nebraska City Lord Central High School. I'm Randy Gatula with you tonight. The Johnson Brock Eagles, girls and boys, it's a doubleheader. Those of you tuning in tonight looking for Falls City Tigers basketball, we have them on the air also, or rather Sacred Heart, I'm sorry. The Sacred Heart Irish tonight are hosting Elmwood Murdoch in the rack in Falls City. John Nixon is on hand to call those games for you. He's on the air right now over on our sister station, KTNC. It's the Elmwood Murdoch Knights and the Sacred Heart Irish boys and girls, a doubleheader with John Nixon. That's on the air right now on KTNC in the Falls City area, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM, and, of course, worldwide online at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live, select KTNC, and you can hear the Irish. I want to remind you that we'll have high school basketball coming up again Friday night, both here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. I'll be on the air Friday night from Odell, Nebraska, traveling with the Sacred Heart Irish to take on the Dillard Odell Griffins. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader beginning around 6 o'clock with the girls' game. Also this coming Friday night, Lord Central fans will be interested to know we'll have your games against Falls City Public School at Falls City. That'll be on KTNC and on MSCSports.net. Want to issue a big welcome to our listeners tonight in the Nebraska City area. Our Nebraska City Lords Knights listeners, glad to have you tuned in for our broadcast. If you're listening online and you found us here at MSC Sports, why don't you do us a favor and give a friend a call, someone, maybe a grandparent, an aunt, or an uncle who might be interested in following the Lords Knights tonight. Let them know that the game is free online, mscsports.net. Give them a call. Share that website with them. We're sure they will appreciate it, as will we. The more the merrier. We're glad to have as many Knights fans join us as possible. We're ready to jump it up. It'll be Natalie Knippelwire up against Gracie Ragland at center court. The official steps in. We're underway. Here's the tip, and it's controlled by Johnson Brock. Eagles with the basketball. They'll come down and set their offense at the top of the circle to the right side. Looking down into the corner to the right side of the basket. Spin move toward the bucket is Audrey Sanford. Her shot is up. Off, no good. Rebound is pulled down by Aspen Meyer. Meyer down court, being chased by Sanford in backcourt. She gets away and breaks it to the right elbow. Looking underneath the basket, baseline right side. There's the pass. Couldn't get it underneath. Tracy Ragland has the basketball at the top of the key. Ragland comes around to the right side, down deep in the corner. We're located in the extreme northwest corner of the gym, and when they get down in the southwest corner, there's a three on the way up and good by Elizabeth Hing. They get down the southwest corner, they kind of disappear from view down there in front of the fans, but we're going to do our best. Not exactly the best observation point for a broadcast here tonight, but we'll make the most of it. Into forecourt, stepping on the sideline is Audrey Sanford. That'll be a turnover and give the ball back over to the Lourdes Knights. So the Knights will have the basketball. On the dribble across the midcourt line with the ball to the right side. The pass goes over from Sophia Fulton. Inside, shot is up, partially blocked. Good job defensively underneath by Brooklyn Behrens. Ball goes out of bounds off of the Knights. Full court pressure now by Lourdes. Against the press, the inbound pass. They inbound it to Audrey Sanford. Sanford on the dribble. Down court, long down court pass deflected, knocked away, grabbed up by Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens in traffic, has the ball stripped away, gets it back up top to Sanford. Sanford will reset the offense to the right elbow. Goes out Hallie Rasmussen. Rasmussen comes to Knippelmeyer. Natalie Knippelmeyer handles the basketball right side of the lane. Knippelmeyer made a spin move, now threw the ball away, and a steal. Down court on the fast break, all the way for the breakaway lay-in. Shot is up and good by Aspen Meyer. Meyer with her first 2 points of the ball game. It's 5-0. Lourdes on top. Into forecourt with the ball comes Brooklyn Behrens. Behind the back dribble, Behrens to the basket. Goes in for a lay-in. Couldn't get it. Follow shot. Put back up. Still won't go. And the ball gets away out of bounds. It's going to be, I think we got a whistle and a foul called. Foul is going to be called on Aspen Meyer. On Meyer, her first personal team foul number one against the Lourdes Knights. Sanford to inbound it. Baseline, left side under her own basket to trigger it in. Now lobs it up toward the top into Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer to the left side finds Rasmussen with the ball. Hallie Rasmussen around the horn, left elbow. Behrens driving lay-in up. Nope, had it partially blocked out of bounds. And it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Brooklyn Behrens, just a freshman, 5'8", made a nice move to the hoop there and had the ball knocked away out of bounds. All right, Sanford will inbound it in the corner, baseline right side under her own basket. Gets it into Knippelmeyer, back it goes to Audrey. Audrey Sanford dribbles around the defender, backs it back down deep into the corner, now into the paint. There's a little floater that's up off the front of the rim, doesn't go. The rebound pulled down by Elizabeth Hing. Hing with the basketball, takes a couple of dribbles. Now she'll hand it off and give it up to Aspen Meyer, who will push the ball down court. Meyer met up by Knippelmeyer. Oh, a nice pass to the left side. Try for lay-in up and off. No good. Ball is loose. People chase after. We're going to have a whistle and a foul called on the Knights. Looked like chasing after the ball under the basket. That's going to be on Fulton. Sophia Fulton, her first. Team foul number two. Fulton will leave the ball game. We've got subs checking into the game now. Here's Jenna Box onto the floor. Box checks in, as does Rodriguez in the game now for the Knights. This is Sanford with the ball to the left side. Natalie Knippelmeyer feeds it underneath in traffic. Behrens with a shot up. It's partially blocked. Whistle and a foul. And we'll put Brooklyn Behrens at the free throw line. The freshman, she'll be shooting two shots. And the foul is going to be called on Elizabeth Hing, her first, team foul number three. Behrens at the line. Free throw is up and good. Brooklyn Behrens with the first point of the night for the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles. 5:22 to play first quarter here in Nebraska City. Behrens, the freshman, second free throw is up. Got it. Count them both. 2 for 2 from the line for Brooklyn Behrens. It's 5-2 now. Knights on top. 5:19 to play first period. Full court pressure by Johnson Brock handling the ball. Jenna Box across the timeline. Goes Aspen Meyer all the way in for the driving layup. Can't get it. Behrens battles for the rebound. Coming out of there is Sanford. Whistle and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Elizabeth Hing. And Hing just picked up her second personal. That's two on Hing now. As she reached in there to try and tip that ball away. The inbound pass. They inbound it to Hallie Rasmussen. Right back it comes to Sanford. Sanford between the rings, works the right side of the free throw circle, backs it out near the midcourt line. Now tries to drive behind the back dribble. Couldn't get around there defensively, being covered by Sophia Fulton. Fulton doing a good job. Pass comes over to Chloe Weiss into the corner right side. Long set shot up and off, no good. Rebound down to the Knights. Pushing the ball down court, Sophia Fulton. Ball is loose on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds, untouched by Johnson Brock. It'll be black basketball. Johnson Brock will have it. Into the ball game now comes Evelyn Madison onto the floor. Madison checks in for the Knights. Timeout taken on the floor with 4:31 to play first quarter. 5-2, the Knights lead it. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Nemaha County Hospital encourages you to kick the winter blues to the curb this year. Eat well, exercise, and stay connected to your loved ones. It can be tempting to eat heavy comfort foods, snuggle on the couch with a warm blanket, and rant about the cold weather. This year, consume vegetables, fruits, and lean proteins. Integrate exercise into your routine. Start with a day or two, a week, and build up into more. Spend time with people who bring out the best in you. Nemaha County Hospital wishes you a happy and healthy new year.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, we've got 4:31 to play in the first quarter here in the girls' varsity contest in Nebraska City. The Nebraska City Lords Knights leading the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles 5-2, Knights on top. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball against full court pressure, and play is resumed as they inbound the ball. On the dribble in backcourt, trying to handle it is Hallie Rasmussen. She gets it to Sanford. Sanford breaks the press into forecourt to Weiss. Back it comes to Weiss for three from the left elbow. It's in and out of there. Ball is tipped around. The rebound brought down by Evelyn Madison. Pushing it down court goes Sophia Fulton. She's double teamed and trapped out near the midcourt line. Gets rid of the basketball. Pass goes across to Aspen Meyer. Meyer flips it to the right side. That's Rodriguez with the ball. Rodriguez, bounce pass to the corner, threw it away. Goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. Johnson Brock will have the ball back. We're halfway through the first period here. 3:57 to play first quarter. 5-2. Lord Central leading the Lady Eagles from Johnson Brock. The inbound pass tossed into Hallie Rasmussen. Rasmussen across to Audrey Sanford. Sanford will work it across the timeline. To the left elbow. Now reverses. Goes between defenders. Pass to Weiss. Lob pass underneath. Looking for Behrens. Behrens up with a shot and got it. Brooklyn Behrens, the freshman, got the rebound and the putback, and she has all four of Johnson Brock's points. Now full court pressure by the Lady Eagles. Handling the ball in backcourt, Sophia Fulton. Back to Aspen Meyer. Meyer, a cross court pass, gets it into forecourt. Rodriguez, baseline in the corner, feeds it down back to Meyer at the top of the key. Aspen Meyer directing the offense here. Top of the key between the rings. To the right side, Rodriguez from the right side up and off, no good. Behrens had it for a minute. Ball taken away by Meyer. Now whistle and a reach-in foul. Foul is going to be called on Brooklyn Behrens. On Behrens, her first personal. Team foul number one of the half on Johnson Brock. Into the game for the Eagles now comes Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, 5'8 freshman. Buckmeyer, a freshman. Brooklyn Behrens, a freshman. Taryn Ottoman, a freshman. Shot is up and good. Makes it 7-4 now. I believe Meyer got that one. With the ball at the top of the key. Underneath, there's Behrens again, left-handed layup. Freshman couldn't get it to go that time, couldn't follow through, but a whistle and a reach-in foul is going to be called on to Johnson Brock. I think this one's probably going to go on Chloe Weiss. On Chloe, her first personal. Team foul number two on Johnson Brock. 7-4 your score. Lady Eagles down by three. Inbound the pass. Aspen Meyer. Meyer gives it back up top. On the dribble, across the timeline, goes Aspen Meyer around Chloe Weiss, lost the handle, feeds it underneath, there's a shot off the glass, up and good by Jenna Box. Jenna Box with the shot, got it down. 9-4 your score. Again, there goes, oh, looked like for a moment that Brooklyn Behrens had a free path into the basket for a lay-in, but they called her for traveling. It'll be another turnover. And the ball goes right back over to the Lady Knights. 2:19 to play first quarter, 9-4. Johnson Brock down by five. Aspen Meyer has the ball in backcourt. Works it up to the timeline. Long downcourt pass into the corner left side. Goes to Benedict. On the baseline, there's Meyer. Feeds it to the right side. Shot off the glass, up, off, no good. Fight for the rebound. Lourdes comes down with it. Rodriguez dribbles out into the corner. Up to the top of the key. Her pass comes to Ruby Brueggemann. Brueggemann around to the right wing. That's Aspen Meyer with a jump shot, up and off, no good. Behrens comes down with a rebound. Has to fight off a couple of defenders. Brooklyn Behrens pushes the ball down court herself. She'll take it all the way in for the lay-in. Got it, and she's fouled. Brooklyn Behrens got the lay-in and got fouled. And we'll see here. It's going to send Behrens to the free throw line. Noticeably absent from the lineup tonight is Taryn Ottoman, the 5'11 freshman. We had her listed as a starter. She has not appeared in the ballgame. Not sure if she's here. Behrens' free throw is up to complete the three-point play. She does, and Brooklyn Behrens has all 7 points now. Taryn Ottoman has not appeared in the game, and I don't remember seeing her down here, so she may not be available tonight for Johnson Brock. We weren't aware of that. On the left wing, here's a three-pointer on the way up and good. And nailing the three was Ruby Brueggemann. Brueggemann for three from the left elbow makes it 12-7, a five-point lead once again. Left wing, Knippelmeyer, top of the key, Sanford for three. That shot tipped around, doesn't go, falling to the floor. Traveling is going to be called on Jenna Box. And again, Brooklyn Behrens down there battling for that ball with Box, and Box gets called for traveling. Behrens will inbound it. She'll trigger it in baseline left side under the basket. There's a jump ball called. Possession arrow stays with Johnson Brock on the held ball. The Eagles will have the basketball. No, now they reverse themselves and say it's going to be the Knights' ball on the alternating possession. 1:06 to go here in the first quarter. 12-7 on the right side. Lob pass into Aspen Meyer. She's tied up immediately by Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer got a hold of the basketball, but I think, yeah, Brooklyn's going to be called for the personal foul on Buckmeyer, her first, third team foul. Lob pass in from under the baseline. In the paint, jump shot, free throw line goes off the rim. Rebound down to Brooklyn Buckmeyer, the freshman. Down court to the right side, gives it to Behrens. Behrens feeds Audrey Sanford. Sanford, bounce pass left side, comes over. Audrey Sanford holds the ball. Now her pass goes to Hallie Rasmussen, who will reset the offense at the top of the key. Rasmussen has the ball stolen away. On the steal is Evelyn Madison. Madison driving lay-in left-hander, up and good. Evelyn Madison went coast-to-coast, made the steal and got the lay-in. It's 14-7. Here's a steal the other way. Knights have the ball once again. Aspen Meyer, spin move under the paint, off the glass. No, got her own rebound. Meyer tries to go up with a follow shot. And she comes out of there hobbling just a little bit. Aspen Meyer, I think, is going to be put to the line here. No, they're going to say the ball went off of Aspen Meyer, and it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Official not real clear on a signal down at the far end. That happened down in that blind corner we can't see. Down in the southwest corner of the gym here. Very difficult to see what's going on down that way. 14-7 the score. 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Knights with the lead. Aspen Meyer feeds it inside. Madison with it. Her forces up a shot that doesn't go out of bounds. 6 seconds on the clock. Johnson Brock will have the ball underneath the Knights basket with 6 seconds to play. Inbounding it will be Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens inbounds the ball. Tosses into Rasmussen. Down court comes Behrens. Behrens tries to launch a shot, has it blocked after one quarter. Johnson Brock trailing Lourdes Central 14-7. We're back after this on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Farmers are no strangers to hard work, especially during this time of year. With springtime and planting season upon us, Stat Brothers Petroleum wants to remind you we're here when you need us, on the farm or in the field. Call us for delivery of propane, extreme, premium diesel fuel, motor oils, or DEF, and trust Stat Brothers to be your partner in the field. Remember, we also fill those propane bottles for summer grilling, too. If you're not our customer, we'd love the opportunity to show you the difference a family-run business can make. Stat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Crete, Lincoln, Humboldt, and Hanover, Kansas.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we move to second quarter action. With the basketball, it'll be the Lord's Knights at the top of the key. Brueggemann to the left elbow. Here's a jump shot from the left wing. Up and good by Elizabeth Hing. Hing has 5 points now in the ball game for the Knights, and it's 16-7. We learned during the timeout that Taryn Ottoman has an issue with an ankle. We saw her out there warming up. I was sure I had seen her on the floor, and she has not appeared in the ballgame. She's the leading scorer on this team, averaging 12.5 points a game. Here's Natalie Knippelmeyer with a nice shot banked off the glass and good. Natalie Knippelmeyer with the bank shot off the right side of the lane makes it 16-9. Lady Eagles back within seven. Into forecourt comes Sophia Fulton. Fulton's pass to the right side to Gracie Ragland. Ragland right back up top to Fulton. Around the horn in the corner. Now trapped on the baseline. Ball is stolen away. Nice steal by Weiss. Gets it out ahead to Sanford. Sanford on the fast break. Tries to go to Weiss and turns the ball over. Fast break the other direction goes Gracie Ragland for the driving lay-in. Up off, no good. Rebound follow. Putback is there. On the putback. Getting it down there for the Knights was Evelyn Madison. Madison with 4 points now. Fast break the other way. Here's Natalie Knippelmeyer off the glass. Shot up and good. Natalie with her second bucket. She's got four. 18-11. Johnson Brock back within 7 points. 6:34 to play in the first half. On the dribble comes Sophia Fulton to the right elbow. Elizabeth Hing. Back up top to Hing it comes around to Fulton on the left wing. Skip pass across to the corner. Long three on the way up off. No good. Rebound Weiss has the ball stolen away. Shot is up and good with the steal and the shot underneath was Brueggemann, Ruby Brueggemann. She's got 5 points and her 6:05 to go here in the first half. The lead is back to 9 now for the Lord's Knights at 22-11 with the ball. Hallie Rasmussen sets the offense to the right wing. Her pass to Chloe Weiss. Weiss backs it up between the rings at the top of the circle, feeds it into Rasmussen. She has the ball dribbled away and stolen. With the steal is Elizabeth Hing. Hing wants to bring the ball down court herself on the right side into the corner. Here's a pass, comes back up top to Ragland. Ragland goes in for the driving lay-in off the glass. That was good. Gracie Ragland with her first basket, and we've got a timeout taken by Johnson Brock. 5:32 to play first half, 22-11. The Knights on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
We're back here at Nebraska City Lords High School. 5:32 to play in the first half. 22-11. The Lady Knights leading the Eagles of Johnson Brock. Right now, over on KTNC, the Elmwood Murdoch Knights are facing the Sacred Heart Irish in a girl-boy doubleheader. John Nixon has the call for you. On that one, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM in the Fall City area. Okay, when play is resumed, Johnson Brock will have the basketball. Eagles will inbound it. The Knights have dropped out of that full court press. They're picking them up at half court now as Audrey Sanford brings the ball up court. Aspen Meyer meets her out at the midcourt circle. Sanford across the timeline to Weiss on the left side. Finds Natalie Knippelmeyer down in the corner. Pressuring defense here. Open look. Knippelmeyer left corner. Off the back of the rim. Doesn't go. Ball is loose. Whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be called on the Johnson Brock Eagles. It'll be on Audrey Sanford. On Sanford, her first personal. That's the fourth team foul of the half on the Eagles. 22-11. The score doubled up right now on Johnson Brock. The Lords Knights with the lead. Into forecourt comes Sophia Fulton. Her pass goes to the left side of the lane to Aspen Meyer. Lob pass in the paint. Shot is up. Won't go. That put up by Jenna Box. I think we're going to send Box to the free throw line to shoot two shots. Foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock's Brooklyn Barons. On Barons, her second personal. Team foul number five. Jenna Box at the line to shoot two here for the Knights. First one is up and good. Jenna will have a second shot coming. 4:59 to play in the first half. 23-11 now as Jenna Box second free throw is up. It's good also. She got them both. Box with 4 points. And here's the pressure being put on again by the Knights. Chloe Weiss almost lost a handle on it. Gets it to Sanford. Audrey Sanford pressuring man-to-man defense. They're right in your face defense here by the Lord's Knights. And honestly, Johnson Brock's had a hard time running an offense against this man-to-man defense. Behind the back dribble. Here she comes. Driving, laying up. Won't go down for Sanford. Rebound, follow shot, put back by Brooklyn Barons. Whistle and a foul. And we'll put the freshman to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Brooklyn Barons is 3 for 3 from the line so far tonight, has 7 points in the basketball game. That foul is called on Rodriguez, her first, team foul number 6. First free throw is up and good. Brooklyn Barons now a perfect 4 for 4 from the line, and she has 8 points. Here's Skylar Witt into the lineup for Johnson Brock. Also back onto the floor comes Brooklyn Buckmeyer for the Lady Eagles. Brooklyn Barons, second free throw is up. This hits the back of the rim and won't go. She's now 4 out of 5 from the line, has 8 points. 24-12 is the score. Lady Eagles down by 12, 4.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter in the first half. Rodriguez with the basketball on the left elbow. Bounce pass inside the paint, it's loose. The ball's going to be picked up by Knippelmeyer. Natalie Knippelmeyer will bring the ball up court herself and set it up. Knippelmeyer at the top of the key, off to Sanford left wing. Audrey Sanford, guarded tightly out here by Sophia Fulton. Into the corner goes Witt. Witt tried to pass it underneath the Brooklyn Barons. Whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be called on Jenna Box. On Box, her first personal, team foul number 7. Should be in the 1-1, I think, gentlemen. Yes, we are. That's going to put Brooklyn Barons at the free throw line. Or no, check that. That's Brooklyn Buckmeyer at the free throw line, shooting 1-1. Buckmeyer's free throw is up. No, couldn't get it down. And the rebound comes down to the Knights. Aspen Meyer pushes it down in a hurry. Pass underneath, stolen away by Barons. And, oh, she stepped on the baseline. Great defensive move by the freshman. Brooklyn Barons came up with the basketball but had that toe on the end line in doing so. But, nevertheless, nice defensive effort there by the freshman. They'll inbound it in the corner, tossing it in his box. Left side, and gets it into the Sophia Fulton. There's a driving lay-in up. And that was Evelyn Madison on the driving lay-in to put it down. Makes it 26-12. This thing kind of starting to get out of hand a little bit here now for the Eagles. Working down is Barron, still in backcourt. They'll get her for traveling. She was double-teamed in backcourt. Drug that pivot foot, turned it over, and it'll go right back over to the Knights. Turnovers have been an issue tonight for the Lady Eagles, as there's another one. This is Aspen Meyer. Meyer tries to work around Knippelmeyer for a driving layup. I think they're going to say no basket, though, and a foul is going to be called on Natalie Knippelmeyer. On Natalie, that's her first foul. Team foul number 6, that is. Lob pass into Meyer. With it is Madison. Here's a 3 from the corner right side. Up and good. Getting the 3 from the corner was Sophia Fulton. Fulton nailed the 3. Makes it 29-12 now. Lord's rolling this thing open. This is Natalie Knippelmeyer to Brooklyn Barons for a long 2. Got it. Brooklyn Barons having a good half of basketball. She's in double figures. Has 10 points. For the Lady Eagles, 29-14 your score, 2:55 to play now in the first half. Here come the Knights. One dribble, top of the key, Rodriguez holds the basketball. Rodriguez to the right elbow, Fulton. Aspen Meyer driving lay-in. Meyer falls to the floor. And a whistle, and we'll have a foul called on Johnson Brock. They're going to put Aspen Meyer to the free throw line. And the foul is going to be called on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. That's her second personal. Team foul number 7, Aspen Meyer, at the free throw line. Aspen Meyer has a pair of field goals for 4 points. Free throw is on the way up and good. She'll have another shot coming. 2:42 to play in the first half. This is the first half of our doubleheader. Boys game coming up after this. 30-14, Lourdes on top, second shot from Meyer up short, off the rim. Natalie Knippelmeyer with the rebound. Knippelmeyer dribbles it out of there. Starts down court with a basketball. Knippelmeyer to the left side, Audrey Sanford on the elbow, left wing, Sanford, left-handed dribble, tried to work to the corner on the baseline, couldn't get there, now works back between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. Rodriguez chases after her. Oh, she wanted to pass the ball into Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Just as she let go of the ball, Buckmeyer fell to the floor. Touched last, however, by the Knights, so Johnson Brock will maintain possession of the basketball. Subs back into the game now. Weiss checks into the game. Also, Hallie Rasmussen back onto the floor for Johnson Brock. Buckmeyer's one of the players that sat down. Inbounding it will be Rasmussen. Rasmussen lobs it up top, gets it to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer comes over to Audrey Sanford with her pass. Lob pass goes into Rasmussen in the paint at the free throw line. She feeds it back again, and they give the ball off to Knippelmeyer, Natalie Knippelmeyer. Now they tried to go inside to Rasmussen, but the ball is tipped away from her. Good defensive pressure there by Gracie Ragland to knock it away. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. Coming up on the two-minute mark here in the first half, 30-14, Lourdes in command. Weiss in the corner with the ball. It's a little spin move. Hands the ball to the right side. Jump shot. Rasmussen up and good for two. Helly Rasmussen with her first 2 points of the ball game. And it's 30-16. The lead is 14. With the ball is Sophia Fulton. Fulton gives up to Aspen Meyer. Meyer, spin move. Almost has it taken away, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Fouls on Johnson Brock's Chloe Weiss. On Weiss, her second personal, team foul number 8. So we're in the 1-1, and that'll put Aspen Meyer at the line to shoot 1-1. She'll be shooting 1-1. She's kind of complaining that her back's hurting her a little bit, but she's going to remain in there to shoot. They have a sub up off the bench ready to replace her. Aspen Meyer shooting 1-1 for the Lourdes Knights. Free throw is on the way up and got it. She hit the first one. She's now 2 out of 3 from the line. Aspen with 6 points in the ball game. She'll have another shot coming here. 1:40 to play, first half, 31-16. Second shot is up off the back of the rim, though. Rebound, they kick it to the right side. Right back to Meyer, driving lay-in up. Off, no good. Follow shot won't go. Whistle and yet another foul. And I think we're going to put Aspen Meyer right back to the line again with that sore back. She's got a sub over here wanting to check in for her. They can't get the sub in because there was no play stoppage after the last missed free throw. This time she's shooting 2 shots. Aspen 2 out of 4 from the line tonight. Takes aim. Shot is up. And off no good. Oh, it's 1-1 once again. I thought it was a 2-shot situation. And it is. Well, I called it like I saw it. And we were right all along. So now the second shot is lined up. With 1:33 to play here in the first half. Aspen Meyer, second free throw is up. This one is good. And now Meyer will come out of the ball game, saying her back is hurting her. In to replace her is Jenna Box. Trainers are going to take a look at Aspen Meyer, complaining of a sore back, it appears. The trainers are going to take a look at her here. 1:29 to go in the first half. It's 32-16. Here comes Johnson Brock, Chloe Weiss, a cross-court pass. Helly Rasmussen, long two. Her toe was on the line. The shot is off, doesn't go. And the rebound is pulled down by Evelyn Madison. Madison pushes the ball down court. Box behind the back dribble. Fulton handled it. Now in the paint, there's a driving lay-in up off the rim. No rebound, follow shot. Put back up and good by Jenna Box. Box with the put back. Makes it 34-16. And a steal on the down court pass. Boy, turnovers have been an issue here for Johnson Brock. Now the ball is loose on the floor, everybody chasing after it. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be touched last by Johnson Brock's Brooklyn Barons. Barons was down there on the floor battling for that loose basketball with Elizabeth Hain. Barons touched it last with 47 seconds to go. Knights basketball, a cross-court pass all the way over to Gracie Ragland into the corner. The long three from the right corner, up and off, no good, and the rebound down to Chloe Weiss. Weiss will push the ball down court to Audrey Sanford. Sanford for three. No, wouldn't get it. Rebound. Gracie Ragland, fast break the other direction. Natalie Knippelmeyer back there on the defense. Stopped the breakaway lay-in. Now here's a lay-in off the glass, up and good by Gracie Ragland. Ragland with the lay-in. 36-16, a 20-point lead for the Lourdes Knights with 14 seconds to go in the first half. Downcourt pass again, another steal. 9 seconds, 8 seconds, and we've got a double dribble called against Jenna Box as Box tried to break away through the traffic to get to the hoop there. So now the Eagles get the ball back with 8 seconds to go, 8.4 seconds to be precise, into Audrey Sanford. Sanford, very casual as time runs down to 5, to 4, to 3. They're going to put up a long shot from the right side for 3. Go, and at the half, the Lord Central Catholic Knights lead the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles 36-16. That's our halftime score. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with a rundown of the first half scoring right after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Yes, SBS. At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Nebraska City Lords High School. It's halftime. The Lords Knights leading the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles at the half, 36-16. Taking a look at the numbers from that first half, first of all, for the Lords Knights, they're led at the half in scoring by Aspen Meyer with 7 points. Evelyn Madison has 6, 5 points each for Elizabeth Hing and Ruby Brueggemann. Adding 4 points, Gracie Ragland. And with 3 is Sophia Fulton for their total of 36. From the free throw line, the Lords Knights went 5 out of 8. Nobody really in any kind of foul trouble. Elizabeth Hing does have 2. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, 16 points on the board. In double figures, Brooklyn Behrens, the freshman, leading the way. She has 10 points on 3 field goals and 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Natalie Knippelmeyer added 4, Helly Rasmussen with 2 for their total of 16. From the free throw line, 4 out of 6 from the charity stripe. 36-16, our halftime lead. The Lords Knights leading the Johnson Brock Eagles. We've got a scoring update from Falls City. The game's being heard tonight over on KTNC. John Nixon reports that Elmwood Murdoch is leading the Sacred Heart girls at halftime by 1, 13-12. Your score at halftime. Elmwood Murdoch leading the Lords Knights. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout here, update you with the latest in the weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. You're listening to Johnson Brock Lady Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank in Falls City. Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website, Althea.com, to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Althea.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085 or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly clear skies tonight with temperatures falling back to around 10 degrees and winds out of the northwest at 15 to 30 miles an hour. On Wednesday, we'll see cloudy skies, a couple of snow showers developing in the afternoon hours, with highs reaching the low 20s, and winds out of the northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. A wind chill advisory for Wednesday night, light snow with a low of 0 and wind chills of 15 below. Thursday, sunny, with high temperatures climbing into the single digits. Wind chills will stay below 0, though, with northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Friday, partly sunny with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. A little bit of a warm-up as we head into the weekend. Sunshine Saturday with highs in the low 40s. And for Sunday, plenty of sunshine with a high temperature right around 30 degrees. Monday, look for sunshine with highs in the mid-30s. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Nebraska City Lord Central High School. It's halftime. The Lord Central girls leading Johnson Rock 36-16. Got an update on the boys' JV game just completed over in the other gym. The final there, Johnson Rock got the win over Lord 61-33. So a good job of the Johnson Rock junior varsity boys winning 61-33 over Lord's going on over in the other gym. Mudeikis basketball tournament coming up next week. We'll pick it up with semifinal and final action on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday here on Sunny 101.3. Of course, the games begin on Monday and Tuesday. If you haven't seen the brackets yet, many of my listeners are also Facebook friends. I do have the Mudeikis brackets for this year's tournament posted on my Facebook page. You can check it out there if you'd like to see when your favorite team will be playing. Girls first round on Monday, boys first round on Tuesday. And then, as I said, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we'll pick it up with a semifinal and final action here on Sunny 101.3. Always look forward. I think this is the 93rd annual Mudeikis basketball tournament, longest-running tournament. Well, maybe just the longest-running tournament, I think, west of the Mississippi River. I heard that once. We're back to live action here. Johnson Brock will have the ball as we move into the third quarter. They inbound the pass to Audrey Sanford. Sanford comes off to Chloe Weiss with the basketball to the right side. Natalie Knippelmeyer, left-handed dribble. Knippelmeyer to Sanford. Underneath, looking under there for Brooklyn Behrens. Pass stolen away nicely into the basket by Gracie Ragland. Ragland down court with the ball to the left wing. Comes to the corner to Elizabeth Hing. Back up top to Ragland. Now Hing in the corner left side. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Ragland hesitates for a minute. She had an open look. Aspenmeyer to the left elbow, driving toward the bucket, trying to go up for the shot. Nice job defensively down there by Brooklyn Behrens. She stole the ball, blocked the shot, gets the outlet pass up to Sanford. Sanford will come down and set the offense for the Lady Eagles. Inside the paint to Behrens. Behrens tries to make a move to the hoop, can't get it. Ball stolen away, Aspenmeyer. Meyer breakaway for the lay-in, off the glass, up and good. Aspenmeyer now with 9 points in the game. 38-16, your score. Big lead here for the Lord's Knights. Sanford, double-teamed in backcourt. They just barely get it across the timeline. Sanford gets it into forecourt. Right side, directing traffic here. Coming out to pick her up defensively is Sophia Fulton. It's a pressuring man-to-man defense, and the Knights have really given Johnson Brock a rough time with this man-to-man defense all evening long, and they're up right now 38-16. Here's another steal. Aspenmeyer, breakaway lay-in off the left side, up off the glass and good. Meyer with back-to-back steals and breakaway lay-ins to start the scoring here in this third quarter, makes it now 40-16. A cross-court pass under the basket, Knippelmeyer, open look, baseline left side, up and good. Natalie Knippelmeyer now with 6 points in the game. She gets the first two of the second half for the Lady Eagles. 5:55 to go, third quarter. This is Aspenmeyer with the ball to the corner. Elizabeth Hang. Hang skip pass across court to the baseline on the right side of the basket. Ball is deflected, knocked out of bounds by Audrey Sanford. And it'll stay with the Knights. Host of substitutions, Skylar Witt in. Brooklyn Buckmeyer into the ballgame now, also checking in. Colby Davis on the floor, another freshman. A lot of young girls seeing a lot of action this year for the Johnson Brock girls team. There's a three from the corner, and that was put in by Sophia Fulton, her second three-pointer of the night. She's got six. Audrey's having trouble in backcourt. Gets it across the timeline to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer tries to go down the right sideline, and a timeout's going to be taken. Johnson Brock, 5:28 to play, third quarter. 43-18 our score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Knights have extended their lead now to 43-18, and Coach Mitchell Atkinson, he'd seen enough. He wanted to take a timeout and talk to his girls here in the third quarter. 5:25 to play third period. There's Brooklyn Behrens with a shot in the paint that doesn't go. Rebound brought down, cleared out top. Audrey Sanford for three. It's short off the front of the rim. Sanford chases down her own rebound. Now Brooklyn Behrens goes after the ball, and we'll have a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Aspen Meyer. Meyer picks up her second personal, team foul number one of the half on the night. Johnson Brock's basketball. Again, if you're just tuning in, 5:11 to play third quarter. It's 43-18. Lords Knights with the big lead. Nice move by Buckmeyer. She tried to feed the ball on the baseline, was looking for Colby Davis. Davis just didn't see it coming, I don't think, and it goes out of bounds. But it was an excellent idea there by Buckmeyer with a nice move. All right, another turnover gives the ball back to the Knights. They'll come down court with Aspen Meyer on the dribble. Aspen Meyer looks inside for Rodriguez. A cross-court skip pass to the left side. Hang. Here's Rodriguez from the corner for three. No good. Brooklyn Buckmeyer with the rebound. Taryn Ottoman has not seen any action tonight. She's not played in the ballgame due to an ankle injury, as we understand it. Colby Davis with the ball, the freshman. Davis comes to Skylar Witt. Witt almost loses the ball out of bounds off her foot. Pass underneath to Brooklyn Behrens, and Behrens lays it in. Brooklyn now has 12 points in the ballgame for Johnson Brock. The freshman's having a big night, both offensively and defensively here. She has 12 of Johnson Brock's 20 points. From the left corner is Hank for three, off no good. Rebound, Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer gets the outlet pass out to Sanford. Audrey Sanford down to Skylar Witt. Witt with a shot off the right side. It's short off the front of the rim. Rebound comes the other direction to Meyer. Out to Elizabeth Hang. Hang all the way down the court. A reach-in foul is going to be called on the Eagles. Elizabeth Hang worked to the right side of the bucket. Couldn't lay it in. Foul's going to be on Johnson Brock's Brooklyn Buckmeyer. On Buckmeyer, that's her third personal. Team foul number one of the half. Back in come Chloe Weiss, Ellie Rasmussen, and Natalie Knippelmeyer. They will join Behrens and Sanford on the floor now for Johnson Brock. There's a steal by Knippelmeyer. She's going to try for the breakaway layup. Aspen Meyer with her. Knippelmeyer couldn't get the lay-in. Aspen Meyer was there defensively. It would not drop, and the rebound comes down to the Knights. Aspen Meyer, guarded by Sanford, pushes it into forecourt, hands the ball to Rodriguez. Rodriguez, left-handed dribble. They switch up. Sanford picks her up, loses the dribble inside the paint. Hang, box, shot is up and off, no good. Rebound. Down to Knippelmeyer. Natalie Knippelmeyer, breakaway lay-in off the left side, up and good. Natalie Knippelmeyer has 8 points. Give Audrey Sanford the assist. Timeout taken by the Knights. 3:17 to play third period, 43-22 your score. Lady Eagles trail. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here in Nebraska City. Chance Link, our producer-engineer tonight, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. We've got a doubleheader here for you tonight. This is the first of two games. After this, it'll be boys varsity action, Lords Knights and the Johnson Brock Eagles. Friday night, I'll be traveling to Diller Odell, out to Odell, Nebraska, with the night with the Irish from Sacred Heart. We'll have a girl-boy doubleheader. You'll hear that here on Sunny 101.3 this coming Friday night. Tell you about the Steve Burton Classic on Saturday in St. Joe here in a minute. We're back to live action with the ball in traffic. Aspen Meyer to the basket. Shot is up and good. Aspen Meyer with another nice move to the bucket. She's got 13 points now for the Lady Knights. There's an across-court pass from Holly Rasmussen. Rasmussen feeds it inside the paint, right elbow. Audrey Sanford driving, floating, laying up. Sanford just won't go, and the rebound taken away by Elizabeth Hang. Hang gives it up to Aspen Meyer, who'll bring the ball up the court. Harassing her all the way is Audrey Sanford. Meyer takes it into the paint, feeds it to Rodriguez. Lay-in, Rodriguez up off, no good. Follow shot, put back by Jenna Box. Box has 8 points in the game, 47-22. The Knights continue to pull away. Yet another turnover. Fast break the other direction. Uncontested lay-in off the glass. Up and good by Sophia Fulton. Fulton has 8 points in the game. And suddenly it is 49-22. The Lord's Knights just pulling away. Here's Natalie Knippelmeyer driving layup up off the glass. No, couldn't get it. Rebound down to the Knights. Aspen Meyer outlet pass to Elizabeth Hing. Hang gives it back to Meyer. Meyer penetrates, feeds underneath Rodriguez. Ball tipped away from Rodriguez. Grabbed up loose in the corner by Fulton. Top of the key. There's a long three by Hang that's off the rim. Doesn't go. Rebound Chloe Weiss. Weiss with the outlet pass. Gets it up court to Sanford. And Sanford can't reach it, and they throw it away into the bench. All right. Checking into the game now for the first time is Natalie Clark on the floor. Clark, a 5'10 junior, seeing her first action this evening. Also back into the contest comes Skylar Witt now for the Johnson-Brock Eagles. Skylar Witt on the floor. A minute 40 to go in the third quarter. It's 49-22. The ball is tipped away. Whistle and a foul over in the corner. Foul is going to be called on Skylar Witt. Skylar just checked into the game a moment ago, and she picks up a quick foul. That's her first, second team foul on the Eagles. The inbound pass. And now to Ruby Brueggemann, who's seeing action. Brueggemann around the horn. Left side in the paint. They feed it under the basket. No chance for Brueggemann. Back out onto the left wing. Here's a long three that's up and off. No good. Rebound to Chloe Weiss. Weiss down court. She's guarded carefully by Gracie Ragland, who just launched that three a minute ago. The pass to the left elbow tipped away by the Knights goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson-Brock. Chloe Weiss will inbound it. Natalie Clark in there now under the bucket. Lots of pushing and shoving going on down there with Natalie Clark. They get the ball into Clark. She backs into the defender, flips it back up top. Buckmeyer, here's a long shot from the left wing put up by Skylar Witt. That's short. Rebound Knights. Fast break Aspen Meyer. Lay in off the glass. No whistle and a foul. Most likely this is going to go on Brooklyn Buckmeyer as the freshman was there trying to defend it. And on Buckmeyer, that'll be her fourth personal and the third team foul. At the free throw line, Aspen Meyer. Meyer's hit three out of six from the line tonight, has 13 points in the ballgame. This one is just short. She'll get another attempt. She's now three out of seven from the charity stripe. Minute 18 to play, third period, 49-22 our score. Lord's Knights lead it. Second shot off the back of the rim. Doesn't go either, but the rebound comes down to the Knights. They give it right back to Aspen Meyer, and she'll lob it inside. Moving toward the hoop was Rodriguez. Ball stolen away by Clark. Clark outlet pass down to Skylar Witt. Witt tried to put a pass forward, and it's intercepted and stolen away. And here comes a fast break by Elizabeth Hing, and it's off the glass. Doesn't go. Rebound. Pulled out of the basket. Getting it was Kobe Davis. Davis, down court pass to Witt. Ball stolen away again. Aspen Meyer, breakaway layup up and good. Aspen Meyer keep putting in the points. She's up to 15 now with 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 51-22. Lady Eagles trail it. Down now by 29 points. Colby Davis bounce pass into Clark. Clark tries to make a move to the basket. She's fouled. This one against the Knights. Foul is going to be called on Evelyn Madison. Madison's first personal, second team foul. Skylar Witt will inbound it. She'll trigger it in baseline under her own basket. Tried to put it in. Chasing after the ball, falling on the floor, and we've got a jump ball called possession arrow. Will point toward the Lord's Knights. So the Knights will get it back with 24 seconds to go in the third quarter, leading 51-22. Knights inbound pass to Ruby Brueggemann. Brueggemann over onto the right wing. Looking for the cutter in the paint. That's Ragland. Moving to the hoop. Brueggemann's shot is up. Got her own rebound. Ragland from the right wing. That shot is off. No good. They chase it down. Skylar Witt comes up with it. Gives it up to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer working up court with the pass to the right side. Long three at the buzzer. Comes up short. After three quarters, the Lord's Knights lead it 51-22 to the Lord's Knights. We'll be back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we move to fourth quarter action. 51-22, Lords leading Johnson Brock. Eagles will have the basketball as we begin the final stanza. Knippelmeyer, Natalie Knippelmeyer on the right side, passes into the corner to Sanford, into Brooklyn Barron. She tries to move inside the paint. Brooklyn will be fouled. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Elizabeth Hing. On Hing, that's her third personal, team foul number three of the half on the Knights. Audrey Sanford, the senior point guard, will inbound the pass under her own basket on the right side of the backboard. Puts it in. Shot is up off the glass. No, she put it into the hands of Helly Rasmussen. Rasmussen not able to finish underneath the basket. And here come the Knights once again. Into the paint, driving for the lay-in. Up and good. Nice move to the hoop there by the Lords Knights, Ruby Brueggemann. She's got 7 points. Brueggemann got that one to fall. And it's 53-22 now. Buckmeyer puts it into the corner to Knippelmeyer. Natalie Knippelmeyer launches a long three. It's short off the front of the rim. The rebound comes down to the Knights. Trapped in backcourt in a double team back there was Elizabeth Hing. A jump ball is called. Possession arrow is going to stay with the Knights, I think. Yes, it'll be the Knights basket. We're on the wrong side of the floor here to be able to see the scorer's table, but we try to keep track in our head whose turn it is on the alternating possession. Knights basketball, they break the semi-court press here by the Lady Eagles and get it into Sophia Fulton in forecourt. Sophia Fulton feeds it down to Evelyn Madison on the right side baseline. Madison lob pass stolen away by Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer almost lost it. Gets rid of the ball to Helly Rasmussen underneath the Sanford lay-in up. Couldn't get it. Oh, that ball sat on the rim for the longest time, would not drop. And we're going to have Audrey Sanford at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be on Ruby Brueggemann, her first personal, fourth team foul of the half now on the Knights. Sanford, shot is up short off the front of the rim. Audrey's first attempt from the line. She has not scored this evening. She'll have a second attempt coming here. Audrey Sanford averages 10 points a ball game, and she's come up empty. Misses the second one also. Not able to put any points up this evening for the Eagles. Fast break the other direction, driving lay-in up and good. Great move to the basket there by Evelyn Madison. Madison now with 8 points. 55-22, 6:24 to go in the ball game. Buckmeyer, that's Brooklyn Buckmeyer, handles the ball to the free throw line, gives it to Natalie Knippelmeyer. One dribble for Knippelmeyer. She goes to Helly Rasmussen down deep in the corner on the right side of the basket. Back inside, Brooklyn moving to the basket. Brooklyn Barons, and she lays it in. The freshman has 14 points tonight. 14 of Johnson Brock's 24 points have been scored by Brooklyn Barons. A fast break the other way and a nice defensive play. Very nice defensive play there by Audrey Sanford to prevent the lay-in. She just got a hand on the basketball and blocked the attempted layup shot by Sophia Fulton and blocked it cleanly. Fulton will inbound it under her own basket here. Pass comes inbounds into Gracie Ragland. Ragland right elbow, lob pass underneath, driving lay-in up off no good. Rebound Elizabeth Hing, follow shot up and good. Elizabeth Hing got the follow shot to fall. And drew a foul in the process. She's got 7 points, a chance to go for eight if she can complete the three-point play here. Foul on Helly Rasmussen, her first, fourth team foul of the half on Johnson Brock. Boys basketball coming up after this. Boys varsity game. Johnson Brock, Nebraska City Lord, should be a great contest. Always fun to watch the Lord's Knights. Finally, a senior here is Blake Miller. We've been watching Blake for 4 years. Free throw is up and good. That shot put in by Elizabeth Thing. Miller's quite a ball player. He's a there's a long three short off the front of the rim. He's committed to walk on for Scott Frost at Nebraska for football, Blake Miller. But he's quite a basketball player. Fast break, lay-in, follow shot. Put back up and good by Isabel Fulton. Isabel, a freshman, with her first 2 points. The crowd liked that, seeing Isabel Fulton get 2 buckets in or 2 points on a bucket. Makes it 60-24, almost throwing the ball away. Natalie Knippemeyer chases it down before it got over the midcourt line for over and back. Now Audrey Sanford tries to penetrate for a lay-in. Got it! Up and good. Audrey Sanford got into the scorebook there, found the lane down the middle and laid it in for two. 60-26. The lead is back to 34 now. All the way down court with a jump shot from the right side. Up and good is Gracie Ragland. Ragland with 6 points. Down to 4:45 to play. Fast break. Natalie Knippelmeyer. Jump shot up and good. And a whistle and a foul. Natalie Knippelmeyer now in double figures has 10 points. Chance for the and one here as she got fouled by Gracie Ragland. That's Ragland's second personal. Substitutes in and out of here. The Lord's Knights bringing some girls in off the bench that have not seen action yet tonight, so we'll try and pick up who those new players are. At the free throw line, Knippelmeyer trying to complete the three-point play. The free throw is up, and it's good. Natalie Knippelmeyer now has 11 points in the game. 62-29. The lead is 33, 4:42 to go in the ball game. Lucy Brueggemann is in the lineup now for the Knights. Also on the floor is Lauren Benedict in the game. Here's a steal back the other direction for Johnson Brock. Comes Sydney Nichols. Nichols puts it down into the corner. Got the ball to Colby Davis. It's tipped away out of bounds. Knights touched it last. Colby Davis will inbound it on the baseline right side of her own basket. Davis going to have to hurry now to lob it in to Skylar Witt. Witt flips it up top in the paint. Floating shot in the lane. Up and good by Sydney Nichols. Sydney Nichols with her first 2 points. 62-31. 4 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the basketball game. First half of a doubleheader. Boys game coming up after this. Here's an across-court pass through the hands of Sarah Gigi. And it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Johnson Brock. Sydney Nichols will inbound the pass to Chloe Weiss, and Weiss will come down and set it up here. Weiss lobs into the corner, Skylar Witt into Clark, left side, back out it goes to Witt. Skip pass across court, right side. Inside again, Clark, turnaround shot, Clark. I think we had a foul on the baseline before Clark could make that basket. See who they call this one on. Sarah Gigi picks up her first personal. Team foul number 6. Next one, and Johnson Brock will be in the 1-1. Here's an inbound pass kicked out to Skylar Witt on the right corner. Skylar Witt looking for Sydney Nichols inside to Clark. Clark with a turnaround shot that's up and doesn't go. Rebound comes down to the Knights. Trapped under the basket. They got rid of the basketball. Good job by Lucy Brueggemann. Oh, here's a 3-on-1 fast break. Ball is tipped around loose. Goes out to the right wing now to Isabel Fulton. Isabel Fulton across court. Lucy Brueggemann. Ball tipped away and stolen. Nice job defensively there by Colby Davis. Davis with the steal. Goes to the right side. Here's an open look two that's up and off. No good. Fight for the rebound. That shot put up by Chloe Weiss. 62-31 your score. Another sub in now for Johnson Brock. Lainey Knippelmeyer, 5'10 sophomore, making her first appearance in the varsity game tonight. Lainey in the ballgame. Cousin to Natalie Knippelmeyer. With the ball for the Knights is Carolyn Gay now. Gay gives it to the top of the key. Lauren Benedict. Benedict flips the ball off to Isabel Fulton. There's a steal for Johnson Brock. Fast break the other way. Sydney Nichols driving, laying up and good. Sydney Nichols has 4 points in the ball game now. That's her second bucket here in this fourth period. makes it 62-33 with the ball for the Knights on the left side. Is Benedict. Benedict holds it, guarded by Knippelmeyer. In the paint, little floater up off the front of the rim, doesn't go, whistle and a foul. We're going to put Lucy Brueggemann at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. The foul's on Skylar Witt. Skylar's second personal, team foul number 5. At the free throw line, Lucy Brueggemann shooting two shots for the Lady Knights. The first of two is up and good. So Lucy Brueggemann, another freshman, into the varsity scorebook here tonight. Now into the game, Hallie Nichols checks in for Johnson Brock. Her first appearance tonight. Lucy Brueggemann ready for her second free throw attempt. On the way up, and this one is short, doesn't go. A struggle for the rebound. Coming out of there with it is Kobe Davis. Also now Ella Gerdes is in the lineup for Johnson Brock. Ella Gerdes on the floor. Left side jump shot. Gerdes put up, off no good. Driver put back, doesn't go. Whistle and a foul. We may have Lainey Knippelmeyer going to the line. I think that's it. The sophomore at 5'10 was trying to put the shot back when she was fouled. Lainey will have a chance here to shoot two shots from the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Sarah Gigi, her second personal. First free throw is up and off, no good for Lainey Knippelmeyer. 2 minutes, 13 seconds to go in the ballgame, 63-33, a 30-point lead for the Knights. Lainey Knippelmeyer, second free throw is up. It's short. Hits the front of the rim. She had her own rebound momentarily, and then it was taken away by the Knights. Down court quickly with the basketball. Come the Lady Knights to the left side of the lane with the ball. Sarah Gigi. Pass underneath, wide of the mark, got away. Johnson Brock will get the basketball back. 2 minutes to play here in this ballgame, 63-33. Johnson Brock's Kobe Davis will push the ball up court. Davis, left-handed dribble, left side of the free throw lane, puts it down into the corner, deep baseline left side to Ella Gerdes. Here's a driving shot in the paint that doesn't go. Whistle and a foul. Sydney Nichols will be at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Sydney has 4 points in the game already here in the fourth quarter. Foul is going to be called on Lauren Benedict. On Benedict, her first personal, team foul number 8. At the line shooting two shots. The first one is up and good for Sydney Nichols. She'll have a second attempt coming here with a minute 46 to play. Don't forget, boys basketball coming up after this. The boys varsity game is next. Second shot is up. This one is off the mark. Sydney Nichols now with 5 points in the game. 63-34. That's your score. Lords Knights up. Inside of 2 minutes to play now. A minute 41 to go on the clock. In the corner on the right side with the basketball is Sarah Gigi. Up to the top of the key. Man-to-man defense here by Johnson Brock. On the left elbow, Isabel Fulton with the ball. Baseline left side is Fulton. She'll dribble it back between the rings to the top of the circle over to Lucy Brueggemann. Lucy Brueggemann now hands the ball into Carolyn Gay. Gay with the ball. Inside the lane. Shot is up and good. Carolyn Gay with her first 2 points. Makes it 65-34. Just over a minute to go now. 106. There's a steal. Breakaway layup for the Knights. Off the glass. Up and good. Getting the steal and the lay-in. That was Lauren Benedict, I believe, that put that one in. Here's a lay-in on the other end, up and good by Sydney Nichols. Pretty sure Benedict got that lay-in a moment ago. 67-36, 42 seconds to go. We'll take a look here on the floor and see who's... Yeah, that had to be Benedict. All right, Knights with the basketball on the left side in the corner. Gigi handles it. Gigi up to Isabel Fulton. Isabel Fulton across court, driving lay-in right side, laying up and good. Lucy Brueggemann on the lay-in. 69-36, 15 seconds to play. Johnson Brock down the court. With the dribble is Sydney Nichols, lob pass underneath, shot off the glass, up and good. Getting two under there was Kobe Davis. Kobe Davis with her first bucket. That will probably be your ball game. There's a shot at the buzzer. 69-38 is your final score tonight. The Lord Central Knights with the win over the Lady Eagles, 69-38. Take a two-minute break here and be back with the Sunny 101.3 post-game score. We'll look at all the numbers from this one after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City. Main Street Bank, with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Nebraska City Lord Central High School. Our girls varsity game completed here. The final score, the Lord Central Catholic Knights 69, the Johnson Brock Eagles 38. Time now for a look at the numbers and our post-game scoring recap. Let's go for a look first at the Lord's Knights. They were led tonight unofficially by Aspen Meyer. I have her with 15 points in the ball game, but a balanced scoring attack. 8 points for Jenna Box, 8 points for Elizabeth Heng, 8 points for Sophia Fulton, 8 points for Evelyn Madison. 8 seemed to be a popular total. 7 points tonight for Ruby Brueggemann. Adding 6 was Gracie Ragland. And we had 3 points for Lucy Brueggemann. 2 points for Isabella Fulton, also adding 2, Lauren Benedict and Carolyn Gay, for their total of 69. From the free throw line, the Lord's Knights hit 7 out of 13. Johnson Brock Eagles went 6 out of 12. The final score, 69-38. With the win, the Lord's Knights improved their record to 6-4 on the year, and the Johnson Brock Eagles fall to 7-2. Well, we're going to take a break out here at Lord Central Catholic, and we'll be back with the boys' game in about 14 minutes. So we're going to be sending it back to our studios. Chance Link, our producer-engineer, will keep you entertained for the next 13 or 14 minutes, and then we'll be back with our pregame show and a look at the starting lineup for the boys' game coming up. You're enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.